Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, we get to talk to a former Golden State Warrior who's not so former when it comes to being around the team, because Leandro Barbosa is officially back as a player mentor coach. And to find out what that means, I know that Sean Livingston is also back in the mix. The Warriors, they do love to keep their own around, and Leandro Barbosa is going to be back around the Golden State Warriors. He's good enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Leandro, thank you very much for joining us, and I'll say the same thing to you. It's the only Portuguese I know. Oi, tudo bem?
Tudo bem. How are you, my friend?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. It's good to have you. And look, you were really, really liked around these parts, and you are now back to these parts. Tell us what you plan on doing with the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I'm very, very excited, you know, about this position, you know, that I got offered and I took, you know, and I'm happy to be back to the organization, you know, be around the guys. I miss that, you know. My position is, like you said, is a player, mentor, assistant coach. It's kind of teaching point the young guys, you know, especially the guys that are on the bench. I got really good connection, you know, with the players that I can come and just talk to them and tell them what they need to do, you know, to get better, to get more minutes or to be successful, you know. So that's how it's going to be my role, you know, and like I say, I'm very, very happy to be back. You know, over the years, I got so many experiences that I can just, you know, pass to these young guys, and I hope I can help the Warriors, you know.
So describe the kind of problem that would fall under your purview and how you would, you know, basically try to solve it, because, you know, there are so many coaches on a team, and they can all get into a player's ear and then confuse him. So what exactly is your role? And try to use like a specific example. You don't have to get into a player's name or anything, but you see something, what do you do about it?
Well, I talked to Steve, he don't really want me to be just a coach. He want me to be a player coach. So I will be practicing with the guys, you know. It's kind of I'm on a team, but I'm not. I am a coach, but at the same time, I'm a player. So I will be more, you know, available to talk to the young guys, to the even Clay and Draymond and Curry, because we know each other for a couple of years ago, and we have a relationship. So it'll be easier, you know, to get in touch with those guys. Obviously, they are a superstar players, you know. They're not what they were when I was here playing, you know. But I will be playing, you know, 3-on-3, 4-on-4. I'm still in condition and able to, you know, to do that. So Stevie wants me to be on the court with all these young guys and players and, you know, help open up their mindset so they can be successful on the court. And we have a winning position, you know, to do it.
So that's, I think, the next question is, obviously, we haven't seen those guys on the court in a long time. We're all excited to see it again. how far away from being a championship contender again do you feel like this team is?
I haven't seen the whole team yet, you know, and I'm excited to see that. And we also don't know when the season is going to start, you know. But what I'm more considering is, like, get the group together, you know. We got some very good talent players, and that's what we work on so far, you know, get them improved. So when Clay, Draymond, Curry, Wiggins, you know, when they're out there, they got support from the bench, you know, from the rest of the guys. Looney also, you know, so those young players can help us, you know, to get fired away, you know. So that's what we work on it, but I'm excited to see the whole team together. And that's when we're going to, you know, take a look and see, yes, we can do it again.
Leandro Barbosa here on 95.7 The Game. So, you know, obviously you're going to teach Steph Curry how to shoot the ball a little bit. Clay could use a little help in that regard. Look,
Curry, I teach him how to lay up. You know?
Yeah, take it to the hole. Absolutely. Get to the hole every now and then. To me, in all seriousness, Leandro, the one guy that I think you got to put your arm around the very first day you're on the court with him is Jordan Poole. I mean, if you became the hand-selected mentor to really take this first-round pick and find that next level, and he flashed an awful lot of potential, tell us what you see in Jordan Poole.
Yes, I work with him today, and he asked a lot of questions, and I was so happy that he came up to me and asked so many questions. I was able to, you know, to teach him and answer, giving answers, you know. So he's open, you know, to do whatever. And yes, it will be my pleasure to help this kid. You know, he's gonna be one of those guys that we're gonna need, you know, especially on the second unit. You know, I know he had a different role last year, you know, but this year is going to be important because the big guys, they come, you know, they come back. So it's going to be an interesting year. You know, I know that he's a talent player. He can really shoot the ball. It just, you know, we just got to, you know, his mind just got to be a little bit better, you know. And I'm sure he will. Like I said, he's open, you know, for us to talk to him, you know, and he's young, you know. You got to consider that, you know. But it won't be a problem.
So if we use Poole as the template, is your role sort of to come up to them and say, have you thought of this? Or do you wait for them to ask you questions and then you provide the answers that they clearly need?
I always want to come up to them and tell what I think. I'm open to hear what they have to say. You know, I mean, like I'm open mind, you know. I always gonna listen to them, you know. But I'm always gonna come up to them and see what I think. And of course, Steve is gonna talk to me and he's gonna tell me what I have to, you know, work on those players, you know. But I'm open. They gonna be open, and that's what is the more important, you know. So I don't see issues, you know, to this not work, you know. So I'm sure it's gonna be okay.
So, obviously, you played for Steve Kerr here. You and Steve Kerr also share an organization with another former player who just got a coaching job, your old buddy Steve Nash. What did you think of that hire, and how good do you think he'll be as the head coach in Brooklyn?
I think he's going to do a great job. You know, Steve is a guy that he's easygoing to you know, deal, you know. He have a relationship already with the Kevin Durant, you know. I don't know about Kyrie, but I don't think that's going to be an issue. I know he's going to have a lot of pressure about meeting and stuff. You know, he's in Brooklyn. You know, it's obviously this, you know. But like I said, Steve is being on the court. He's played so many years. He had a lot of pressure, you know. So getting those pressure, it's not going to mean anything to him. He's just going to be him, and he's going to get the support from the assistant coach, which is Jack Vaughn. He's still there. I'm sure he's going to do a tremendous job. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, see him doing a great job, you know, and see his teams winning. And hopefully the Warriors come out there and beat their team, you know.
You said that they were going championship, and they did. And then
The Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. We all know about that. Last night, we saw another team in the NBA blow a 3-1 lead. What did you think, Leandro, of that Clippers collapse?
I didn't like to see what I saw last night. You know, it really came up to my mind what we've been through, you know, and I really don't know what happened that night. You know, to be honest, I don't have answers. I wish we could have won. You know, I don't know if we got too comfortable. I really don't know. The one thing that I can tell you is that the problem that we had, it was Draymond get suspended. And I don't know if we got too comfortable about the situation and we couldn't finish. You know, we gave the confidence to them. And same thing happened last night, you know. Denver was confident, you know. They were the underdogs. And they did what they supposed to do, you know. And on the other end, the Clippers has one of the MVPs, the sixth man of the year. What else they have? They got PG, you know. So it was no reason for the Clippers lose that game. But they gave a chance to Denver. They gave a confidence, and they came up, and they played really big. You can't have Murray have 40 points, you know. So I don't think they did a good job.
Well, I'll tell you what, Leandro, it was great catching up with you. We hope to do it again as we get closer to the draft, as you get a few practices with these guys under your belt. We'd love to circle back and hear what you think the next season's going to look like. Thank you very much for joining us, and welcome back to the Bay Area.
Pleasure, friends. Pleasure. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.